In these days, we see the charity, the love of God poured out upon us. In particular, of course, we who have just come from a beautiful and glorious pilgrimage to Our Lady of From Succor have experienced that love of God, which comes to us through His Mother, the Blessed Mother who hurries to help us, the Mother of the Visitation, because she is depicted as such. And, of course, we see in the Feast of the Saints, particularly today, St. Camillus de Lellis, and tomorrow, St. Vincent de Paul, saints who exercised the love of God among the brethren. St. Camillus de Lellis was born in the area of Chieti, in the north of Italy, from a holy and good family, and however, he himself did not always make the right choices, which goes to show you that there is the redeeming grace of God and of forgiveness and of conversion. He joined the army. It was the time of the armies that were trying to liberate after the Battle of Lepanto all the other Christians that had been captured by the Muslims. And so there are many wars continuously raging. And the League of Venice, in which he joined, was involved in this. In the meantime, he realized that God was giving him a very specific call. Now, he did become very sinful. In particular, he became an avid gambler. And so he was not living a holy life. Who knows what else he did? We don't need to know. But he was a great sinner. Even though he was brought up to be a saint. But he took a respite from that when he was in the army. And it's interesting because even today, the armed services are filled with evil and sin and all kinds of things that we should not be near in any way. So St. Camillus went to the army and fought. But then he decided, he was injured, and he decided to leave. And God called him in a very specific way. So he tried to enter several Franciscan and Capuchin monasteries. And he had a wound on his leg that he had received in battle, which made it difficult for him to walk. And so they would not accept him. So he went forth, and eventually he was ordained a priest, regardless of religious orders. And he decided to found an order of priests and brothers that would take care of those of the very, very poor who were dying. And of course, they were dying all over the place. There was no medicine and no doctors to take care of them. And so they were dying on the streets, right and left. So he began to take them all in. And as a result, he founded the Order of the Hospitallers of St. Camillus de Lellis. In the meantime, on one occasion, he rescued a man that had fallen into the river. And when he swam to the man and brought him out and saved his life, the wound that he had that had never, ever healed became extremely infected. And so he died not too long afterwards in the year 1614. His body is in Rome, in the church that bears his name. And so today we celebrate this great saint of charity. Charity to neighbor. That is what both of the readings, the epistle and the gospel, have to do with the love of God that is spread forth by us among the brethren, especially those who are in true need. May he intercede for us and help us, and especially those who are sick. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.